Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It is live and it is local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Make sure you check out our podcast. It goes up. Producer Craig puts it up about an hour after the end of each and every episode at 991fmtalk.com. But talking about podcasts,
Debbie McCarthy has been reporting on wine, food, and travel in town for years. She's a brand ambassador representing wineries and restaurants and
hotels.
Might have
seen her about town.
She knows where all the best spots are and is known as About Town Deb, LLC. LLC now. What are you, big time now?
You know what else I have?
Remember us little people when you first came to town? LLC, my goodness. And your story is amazing. You were adopted. You had two new parents who adopted, who never gave up on you.
And you know that.
You were a shy little girl with a stutter who came out of her shell and started running student councils and hosting events. You ran dances and clubs. And
this guy knows more about you than you, Mike.
I think he did it. He did his research.
Debbie McCarthy, this is your life. It's your gift to us. Aww. You bring Reno together. You are a promoter with the sole purpose of helping your town. Stop blushing. That's you.
Right.
Welcome. Who is she?
She's as red as my chief's mug up here right now.
Hey.
This is the very first time I've ever met About Town Deb. Somehow, some way, about around town, we haven't met.
What the heck?
Yeah, I know.
It's
I don't know.
About town, my town, your town,
right.
Any town.
Absolutely. Well, here you are now on Live and Local.
Craig
so
knows
got
you.
Down.
Craig,
oh,
what
Craig,
did I.
Craig, are you there, Craig?
Craig, what did
Producer
I miss?
Producer Craig.
Producer I'm
Craig.
Here. Hello.
Hello.
I can't hear him.
Yeah. Oh, it's because you need to put the headphones on. That's
yeah,
why.
Debbie.
Tell me that.
Yeah.
I should know this.
Well, only if you need to talk to Craig.
Well, I want to talk to Craig.
All right. Put it on because he's waiting.
All right. I'll go get coffee. You too.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you guys, Craig is the man above all men. I know you know it, but I know him too. Craig mentored me when I first started doing these radio stuff way back when. And I'm telling you, Craig is like the best. Like, he's there, and like if he sees you struggling, he jumps in and he saves you. And he just
knows.
Are we
talking about the same Craig?
Yes, that's my Craig.
Yeah, except last week when Jay was struggling, I didn't jump in.
What happened? You didn't.
No.
Good
no,
for you.
He let
what
me
the
sink.
Heck?
I sunk to new depths.
Ooh.
Live right here on the air in front of everybody.
So what did he do?
No, it wasn't that bad.
No, what did you do? Now, you said I can take over. What did you do?
Oh, my gosh.
What did I
do? A little bossy.
About this. What didn't I do, Craig?
What?
I probably went down a bunch of rabbit holes I shouldn't
Ooh.
Have.
Ooh.
He didn't do local
John
news.
Reel me in. Yeah, I didn't do local news.
Because he doesn't believe the news media.
No, hold on.
Well, you could believe
local
me.
Local news because we have so much local news throughout the day, Monday through Friday, with Craig Swope
in
the morning.
I'm sorry, it was too much local news for
Phil
him.
Phil Galbraith during the day and then me in the afternoon. We have lots of local news. I was just saying that I didn't want to do the news because I needed the news guy here, John.
Well,
it just wasn't going to come off right.
I want to get the most out of Debbie. Debbie, can you give us some recommendations?
Okay.
Because you know everything.
Well,
restaurants,
you know.
Visits, drinks.
Yeah, let's talk
okay,
about
Okay, well,
Reno.
You know what? Can I talk about El Dorado Wine Country first?
Yeah, okay, so
Is
that's
that okay?
a favorite of yours.
Yes, yeah. So the last, I don't know, maybe the last 12 years, my goal was to bring Reno, Carson, Tahoe to the El Dorado, Placerville, Fairplay, more Fairplay, Carson Road, Pleasant Valley area, because I feel like wine has become the thing, you know, everybody loves, and I didn't even know what wine tasting was. I'm telling you, I used to drink Blue Nun, and I used to drink, what is that? No, what's one
Lancers.
When you're a kid? No, like Strawberry Hill, Strawberry.
Oh, yes,
what
Boone's
is that?
Farm.
Boone's Farm.
Yes.
So Boone's Farm
oh
was,
oh my gosh.
Like, yeah, I'm,
you're
I
a
could,
cheap date.
I oh, could I, be your mama.
I was Wild Irish
no,
Rose
and
Night
old.
Train.
No, but anyway, I started with that, and then, you know, years and years of growing up, having kids, and, you know, being that mom and being the volunteer, I kind of, like, lost myself. Like, I didn't know who I was, and then, you know, life happens, you get divorced, and, like, I decided at 50, do I want to be 50 and frumpy or 50 and fabulous? So I decided, let's get out there and find who I am. Like, who are, and when everybody's told you, you can't do it, I'm like, I can do it. Then you mentioned Papa. We know it's Papa Tony. Hashtag Papa Tony
You're
Reno.
Adopted dad.
So Nana and Papa took me in when I was 6 and a half. And Grandma B still out there. I love her. Like, hopefully she'll listen to this podcast. She, the greatest gift, think about it, to give a child to another family is, I couldn't even, I mean, I adopted my older son, so I understand that gift. But, like, she gave me the opportunity to find who I am, even though it took me 50 years. But finally, being able to be a caregiver for my dad at age 50, that was, like, the best.
Well, they stood by you, and man, you stood by your dad.
I know. My dad loved you. He loved chatting with you.
Now, this is our first time meeting. Who is your dad?
So, well, my dad's looking down on us now. But if you hashtag Papa Tony Reno, he was Reno's Papa Tony. He literally, like, I took care of him, and he had a huge heart thing going on. And so the first year, I was literally a nurse. Like, I didn't leave my house. I didn't give up my job. I chose to be a caregiver, which was the best gift.
Yes.
So it was amazing.
But you made it fun because you took him to every event.
Yeah.
And we purposely invited.
What?
Yeah.
We invited our house parties. We made sure Papa Tony was there because he was the life of the party.
And he stole all the women.
What?
No, seriously, you guys have to hashtag Papa Tony Reno.
Oh,
but all the chefs in town would come out and they would bring him a dessert. I'm like, dude, Papa, like I'm about town. And he's like, oh no, I'm Papa Tony. So anyway, so I regress there. But my point is I had the opportunity to be a caregiver, and I was divorced, and my kids were, you know, the empty nest. They were moving out, or they had moved out. And all of a sudden, my friends gathered around me, and they're like, let's go wine tasting. I'm like, where do you go wine tasting in Reno? No, over the hill, over 80 or over 50, El Dorado County, Placerville. And that was actually my first experience in the El Dorado County. And I was at Crystal Basin and then Bumgardner. They had this bottle of wine, and I was with a group of friends. And this is kind of, I think, where About Town Dev kind of started without knowing. So there was this bottle, and the label was Many Hands. And all the hands it was their kids' hands. And I said, hey, everybody, let's take a photo. Let's all put our hands around the bottle. And it was my pick. So I have, to this day, I have Deb's picks. And that was the winery right next to Crystal Basin, who now has my wine label. So the world all came together, but it's because Papa.
Your wine label, as in About Town Deb wine.
It's a red blend, Merlot, Mourvèdre, Grenache, and Zin. And Crystal Basin, I do a lot with them, and I promote Nello Olivo. I just do it because I love them.
I've been to Crystal Basin. I bought their Kim Jong-un.
Oh, you
wine.
Did? Yeah.
Yes, they have Kim Jong-un wine.
Was it bomb?
Was it in the bag?
In the bag.
Yeah, you can take
it's
on a
called,
boat.
What is it, nuclear or something?
It's a pouch. I don't know.
Bomb wine? I don't know,
but it's really good.
You're hosting a wine walk in 2 weeks, and you host a wine walk every month, don't you?
No, I don't actually host them. I promote them.
Well, you're going to be there, right?
Well, maybe not this one. Okay. It is the Riverwalk has these amazing wine walks downtown. So, yes, you need to go downtown. And you need to do that. But there's also Midtown. Oh, and this is the Let It Glow. You know what Let It Glow is?
No.
You don't. Come on.
No, I don't.
Mr. News
There's
person.
Only so much Ugh. I can keep up with.
So you need to like hang out with
Let
me
It
more.
Glow. It sounds like a rave.
No, it's Christmas lights.
Oh, okay.
So it's co-partnership with the Wells District, the Brewery District, Midtown, Reno Partnership, the Riverwalk, and Jamie. Have you met Jamie Chapman with the Pineapple Cake?
I've heard the name.
She is me on steroids.
So for the public.
They got to go. So you just have to go down Midtown, Riverwalk, Wells.
Like starting now?
Starting now. Okay. You can go down there, and they have free pedicab rides, and you go like, well, it's evening. And I'm telling you guys, there's over 100 businesses. Uh-huh. Who are participating. So there's a contest for the best life.
So tonight they're doing this?
Every night.
What?
It's like a big deal. It's to get us, like, Reno is rocking.
Just remember, the Beastie Boys did not fight for your right to party so y'all could be drinking White Claw.
Where did that come from?
Wow, he's talking wine there.
Well, that's not...
So,
okay.
When we come back, I want to hear...
You didn't know John's random by now, did you?
I know.
I want to hear your recommendations because you've been everywhere of where... Okay, so we'll talk Apple Hill and all that, but where to go?
I'll tell you.
The restaurants, the shows, the movies. We're going to milk you for this information that people who maybe newcomers don't know any of this stuff.
Just make sure you put something good in my milk.
Yeah. There we go. Some Baileys. Yeah. All right. Anyways, okay, we're going to be right back here on Live and Local with About Town Deb. Oh, yeah, and John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk Station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It is always live and it is always local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. We are on Facebook. Simply go to 991fmtalk.com, follow the link to our homepage, and friend us. We would love to be friends with you on social media. That's how you solidify a relationship this day and age, John.
Yes, it is.
Social media.
Oh, is it? Jay, thank you for telling me. John Potter with Jay Biggs and our guest in studio, Debbie McCarthy. And we're going to focus this segment on where to go, what to see, what to visit, what to eat.
Debbie is known as About Town Deb.
She knows every. Let me start with movies because that's.
Movies?
Yeah, why not? This is going out stuff.
No, I'm going to say I would start with going to our local community theater groups and doing, I mean, movies are great.
What's a good play right now locally?
Does some
Pioneer
theater stuff too. I think
you should go to the Pioneer. I think you need to Google the pioneercenter.com.
There many times.
Yeah, but they have like big Broadway shows and they have local shows where the kids come and do the Nutcracker. I mean, seriously, we have a gem.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Reno, Carson City, Sparks realize what we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going to Broadway, seriously, and it's right in our own backyard.
Right,
and they're just really good people. They have volunteers, the board. So yes, Pioneer Center, please check them out. Both of us were just at the El Dorado,
and they had
the Christmas show. That's always really cool. But
let me ask about the Baruch Theater. People never mention that anymore.
Oh my gosh!
Do you like
it? I've
never been there.
So I'm keeping it real. I have not been a very long time. When I came out of my shell all those years ago, I went to a couple of shows. And
they run
the
Butt Cracker every Christmas time.
I think that's the one I saw. It's kind of like you have. I'm kind of.
What?
I think it's called. Yeah, I don't say those things.
That is the correct term. Yes, they use the Butt Cracker.
I was a little embarrassed, probably.
Do you have a censor on you or something?
I do. I don't. No, it's because I say things like if. Craig, I'm sure he's listening. I turn words around, and like we were on the show once, or on the show, and Craig saved me.
Craig also has an 8-second delay, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I meant to say I love my new boots, but I said I love my new piercing instead.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig's like, "What'd you just say?" Because I was like putting my foot up, thinking they could see me, but it was radio. So anyway, I tend to do things like that. Craig has all kinds of stories.
You think that's crazy? You hear some of the things John pops off.
Well, I know he does. So anyway, I would say number one.
He begged for a job interview a couple weeks ago.
He did.
Every Saturday.
Okay. And then
every guest we have.
You have to do Let It Glow. You have to go down to all the districts. Go to Midtown, go to the Riverwalk, go to Wells is like growing in the Wells District.
Yes.
They are like rocking it. And they, so far, they have the most participants. They're going to like, and it's a contest. So you can go take your phone, take a photo, and then you tag, Let It Glow or something for your choice. And then they're going to have whoever wins gets a prize.
All right. Getaway Towns.
Getaway Towns. Well, of course. Wait, Getaway Towns in.
Getaway Towns locally, area-wise. You could spend a night.
Okay. So.
Genoa.
Virginia City is one of my favorites.
Virginia City.
I mean, most of us locals know about it, but when you have family come to town, especially at Christmas on the Comstock, like there's snow and there's like, and then they have those characters, what do they call them?
Where cowboys?
No. They're people who reenact. Like they have a party.
Oh, era clothing people. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They're walking around and they're really like their character. And if you dress up, you have to know your part. Like, I was going to do it,
you
but I had to memorize.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to remember. I can't remember where I am today, let alone memorize where I was 100 years ago.
I think Virginia City, keeps it authentic.
How unique.
The one thing that is not so authentic is when you go to the Mark Twain bookstore and then get a pizza at the Mark Twain pizzeria, and then you go to the Mark Twain.
Because Mark Twain probably didn't have
why
a pizzeria,
not?
Right?
Yeah, why not?
But
the rest of it is fun. It's a great break.
It's a really cool community, and the locals there really do embrace the visitors.
Yeah.
So it is a. And then there's a camel right there. I rode a camel there.
That was fun watching her ride a camel.
What?
I tasted.
You can't ride a camel?
No. I'm not saying
I didn't. Might be uncomfortable.
It might be very uncomfortable. But I actually, for the first time ever, tried Rocky Mountain oysters up there during the festival.
Oh, I thought they were really oysters.
No, they're testicle festivals. You know,
I thought that too when I signed up for it.
Cow things? Aren't they cow things? Well, is Craig talking?
Yeah, occasionally he likes to talk to you. Okay. So I went up there, was told it was the Rocky Mountain Oyster Festival.
Yeah.
Didn't have a clue what it was
until I
got up there. And then, I discovered it was.
How do you tell Debbie what Rocky Mountain Oysters is? You have to be very delicate.
I don't think she's like that.
Oh, sometimes. Stop it. Craig.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
He did that on purpose. That's why he had me put the headsets on. No, but Craig, you do know, those things are uncomfortable for me.
Yes.
That's
very much so.
He knows that, yeah. So definitely that's a good choice. But also, I know Truckee's really beautiful.
Yes,
so honestly,
Truckee,
guys,
yep.
And you need to go to Truckee. It's only like...
Have you ever taken the train?
I want to.
It just goes there. You spend an overnight there, and
I
then you take the train
that.
Back.
I
want to
do that.
It's worth it,
I think.
It's
on my bucket list.
Another cool place to go for people who are dog lovers.
Mina.
Mina? What's Mina?
I've been
this
picking
guy,
on him all
yeah.
morning.
Because
he called it Mina. And
who's
I just
Mina?
Mina, it's a little town, I guess. Apparently it's east of here.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's
Mina, Mina, Moho,
it's a Mina place here in Reno.
Oh, is it mine? Is there mining?
Yeah, probably. Hey, there's probably some miners.
I'm
that live
getting
there.
Dizzy here.
Would that be what the town folks are called? Miners?
All right.
Anyways.
Best restaurants. What are your favorites?
Okay, one of my very favorites is Wild River Grill. And I like it because
I love Wild River Grill.
But you know
Grill.
What's really cool is that Chuck, the owner, The staff that he has have been there, mm-hmm. and you go in and the food is like cooked. Well, it's all cooked fresh, but he supports local businesses, local meat, local breads, local this, local my wine, local beers, local spirits. And if you go during the spring and summer, there's live music every single night.
And if you act fast, you may get in on the New Year's Eve
celebration.
So they're taking reservations right now for that.
So anyway, they're amazing. But we have lots of little hidden gems. So the other place I really like to go to is, I should think of the name of this. I know where it's at, but I can't think of the name. Ugh. If you're in the northwest part of town, it's by Kohl's and Safeway. I'm kind of and there's an Arco.
West Side Cafe.
That's it.
Yeah, the great
breakfast.
That's
all I had to say.
Really good breakfast.
There are potatoes and I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
That is one of my very favorite places.
A really nice family runs it, and they have their kids working it and everything. And you get up. It's they serve you, but you can get up and go to the coffee
and get extra coffee
on your own. And people go there to read the paper in the morning.
I go there just to be by myself.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And they potatoes, and they cook their eggs just right, and it's like definitely. I don't know if we want to tell everybody to go there because then maybe we won't get
it. It's going to get crowded.
Well, that's something to consider because you see on Facebook people ask a question about where you don't want it to be crowded.
I don't.
So
I
got to
tell
shut
you guys,
your mouth.
As an Uber driver, there's a couple places that people constantly are going that come from out of town. Two Chicks.
Oh, I love Two Chicks.
It's great, but I mean, I'm sorry, guys. Breakfast to me is breakfast. It's toast. It's eggs.
No. They have a lot of foo-foo stuff.
Okay.
Well, I'm a pegs guy.
I love pegs.
I don't think Two Chicks gives a hungry man enough dinner. Squeeze In, too. I love Squeeze In.
Squeeze In is actually right down the street from me, and I go to Squeeze In, and they give you plenty of food. They support me. I love Squeeze In.
I go to too many restaurants where after you eat, you're still hungry.
Oh, and, well, you know where you should go. Here's another one, Casa Grande. And they have
Rob Drive. Yeah.
Rob Drive is my go-to. As a woman, I could go sit at the bar, order dinner.
And they have a great happy hour and a great Cadillac margarita.
I'm just saying, if you go there, because I am, you know, I mean, women, I'm intimidated sometimes to go to a restaurant by myself.
I'm surprised I haven't bumped into you.
I go in there
me sometime. We have
please,
great conversation. Nobody wants to go with me.
I'll go with you.
Okay,
no,
then we're
so
going.
Definitely that's another hot spot that I like. House of Bread.
House
California
of Bread.
Avenue.
Awesome. House of Bread in California.
I was just at a Step 2 event, and I won the bid on a gift certificate, and I'm actually going to go use it today after the show.
Their pumpkin chocolate bread there is so good. And
they have
chocolate cherry
now.
Scones.
They have sandwiches now. They expanded.
You're right. Oh, okay. Right. Now you got me thinking.
Well, we're going to hear more about the all about Deb Town, or what is it?
About Town, Downtown,
about
Anytown, Town, My Town,
about,
Our Town.
The About Town, the About Town Deb Empire. We'll get some more great advice from you the break.
Yeah, at some point we will.
Fox News.
Okay, well, so Deb, real quick, tell us your, because we do have a guest at 11:30,
okay.
So go ahead and
do?
Tell us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sorry, Deb.
Oh, we got to go. Okay,
yeah.
About Town Deb, anything. AboutTownDeb.com, About Town Deb on social media. Just Google About Town Deb and you'll find me, and I will help you.
And what's that hashtag? Tony Reno?
No. Oh, hashtag Papa Tony Reno. Please check it out.
I want to check that out.
Papa Tony Reno, and he has tons of photos, and he loves our community, and he still loves it from up there. So.
I know. I lost my father, too. I know how it goes.
So you know how it goes.
I know how it goes. But
and Jay
I
was adopted also.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's go have lunch.
Yo.
Yo.
So much to talk about. High fives.
Okay.
All right. I met a new friend. All right. We're going to see you back right here, ladies and gentlemen. Or actually, we're going to hear you back right here in just a couple minutes after Fox News on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
John Potter with Jay Biggs. And thank you, Debbie McCarthy. We just scratched the surface of About Town Deb, but we'll have her on again. She has great, great recommendations. Anyway, we're going to take a serious turn here about a serious issue. Jay?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I wanted to have on a couple just personal friends of mine who, if you've actually seen this story online, which you may have on Nextdoor or Facebook or any of the other outlets where anybody can kind of grieve as to what's happening to them here in Reno, you probably have heard about these two folks here. I'm just going to call them Rob and Barbara. And Rob and Barbara are in the studio today with us. They have had two separate vehicles stolen from their own home in the last month. If you want to go up, Barbara, if you want to go up close here to the mic here.
It's a pretty incredible story.
It is an insane story. You probably heard about it online. If you haven't, we're about to tell you now, because it's a story that I felt was very, like one of those stories that you need to know if this is going to happen to you. Now, I'm sure you look back on your own and maybe you think to yourself, oh, here's something that maybe I could have done differently. We'll talk about that, like the tags thing, right? But exactly.
Yes.
But so we're not going to be hard on ourselves, but we're also going to talk to, because I thought it would be important to have you on to tell people what to expect in kind of in a situation like this, because this is real. This can happen.
Well, it happened in Reno. That's the thing.
Right.
It happened in our town.
Absolutely. So,
in
your home. So make sure you talk close to the mic, about 2 inches away from it. And tell us real quick here, just kind of synopsis of when it started, what happened, and what has happened since. I'd just love to hear this. I think it's important.
Well, let's see. It was October 12th, and Rob was warming his 1990 classic Jeep Wrangler out in our driveway, and he heard the idle switch, and he's like, oh my gosh, someone's in my Jeep, and we open the door, and we see it driving away. So I throw my 4Runner keys at him, and I'm like, chase the guy.
Well, actually, before this, I just want to interrupt that. Thanks for having us on, guys.
Yes, absolutely.
I really want to get the story out there. It's kind of crazy to me. So, but yeah, no, man, I started my vehicle. I went inside, kissed my wife, grabbed my lunch, go outside. He is driving down the street in my Jeep. At that point, I just jump on the vehicle. I try to get him out of there. It didn't really work too hard. My lady was pretty good on it. Threw me the keys, and then I followed him for 45 minutes.
So you actually got on the vehicle and like,
I was there. Yeah, yeah. So
he just wouldn't open the door or something? You couldn't punch the window out?
I couldn't
out
get him the
something.
Way it was. He was backed into my driveway, so all I had was the hood, and he was in reverse going. So I just jumped on the vehicle, let him know where I was, saw him.
So you had a good...
And then I got off. He went too fast. I jumped off before I got hurt, you know what I mean? And so he threw me the keys. I get in the 4Runner.
And I call 911 during this time.
Right, yeah, which
I
should've.
I chased him for 45 minutes. The crazy thing is that when the cops got involved, and I was very safe about it. I was on my horn. I was on it. My Jeep doesn't go too fast, man. So when the cops got involved, they got in front of me, put on their sirens, chased him around for 45 minutes, Collin Ranch, up through Plum. We got to Plum in Virginia, and she pinched me off, stopped the pursuit, said we can't do high pursuits in metropolitan areas in Reno. And then I just watched my Jeep go. My Jeep goes about 35 miles an hour.
Well, this wasn't high speed.
No.
My Jeep goes 35 miles
an hour.
So
is this a policy they just will not chase a stolen?
This is what the sergeant had told me. And what's crazy is when I got pulled over right there at Plum in Virginia, they were like, yeah, we can't do this. This high speed chase, we don't do those anymore. We're not paid enough for this.
And
that's
for
exactly what they said.
Yeah. Public safety, mostly.
My Jeep is, you could push a stroller faster than my Jeep, to tell you the truth. You know what I mean? So, and then when we went over there, we crossed through Plum in Virginia. We stopped over there by the red light district, the new little area over there. And then there were seven cops all just sitting there watching me do a police report while...
The guy sped off. Well, didn't speed off at all.
I can
still
see the back of my Jeep at this point. This is what's crazy. I can still see my Jeep, and we're...
You told them that's a stolen vehicle right there.
Seven people involved. There were cops involved.
I'm passionate. See, here's the thing. You're not in the studio
with us. I had to let my dream go.
If you see Rob's passion, like, the guy's like almost like, you can tell how upset he is. He's like shaking. Yeah, he's upset. He's pissed off.
Well,
you can say that. But here's the thing. I mean, like, everything in me... Like, just as your friend, dude, like, I want to just be like, all right, man, tell the cops we're good, and then, like, go on a side street, mob up, and then catch the guy anyways, and, like, T-bone the dude.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm serious. Like,
but that's where I was.
Oh, I'm sure you probably wanted to.
I didn't really care.
But,
but
thank God for your better half here, right, calming
well,
you down.
Well, there's a lot more to your story. I just want to stop you right here and say, Rob, first thing, okay, and you've probably been harped on about this, but it needs to be said. Warming up your vehicle in the driveway with the engine running and unlocked doors meant...
I couldn't agree with you more, John. It was a flail on my end. I also have a classic vehicle. I can't jump in it, start it, and go. And when it's, 20 degrees out, man, last thing I want to do is sit in a piece of steel and freeze. So
right.
But
you won't do it again. Okay. So, all right. So there's a part two to this because we're talking two vehicles. Okay. Go ahead.
So after they did the flail on all of this, when he did steal my vehicle, yes, he grabbed my keys to my work, Batteries Plus, my home, the other vehicles. And then I even told the insurance company, I was like, man, this guy's going to come back and steal my other vehicle. I know it. Sure enough, he came back a month later and stole the 4Runner. Same jam.
from your home.
He stole your wife's car.
From the driveway again. He walked into my driveway, hit my alarm. He had everything.
Now that's the second car. But here's the story. Here's the weird thing in between the two. Now your car, your Jeep, drove off. Okay. You saw it's gone. You guys continued the search because you figured you could probably find it. And what did you do? I saw Barbara's Facebook post.
Oh, I found it.
Right. And you guys found it was like in an apartment complex or something like that. A guy had been living in it or something.
Call me. And you know what? PD didn't help me at all. So.
Right. On
we,
that
we
one.
Didn't,
call me.
We didn't hear anything from the police department. They did not assign it to a detective because it's an unknown suspect. We happened to find it 2.5 weeks later. We both happened to be driving down Coonsley, 20 minutes apart from each other, randomly on a day. And I saw him stopped on the side of the road. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And there was his Jeep. It was like, kismic.
Oh, that's so weird.
Bonus an insane part of this is it was right behind the police station on 2nd Locust right there. You know what I mean? Right behind.
Like 30 feet?
Yeah.
I called
Isn't it
the
weird?
Police
there's always crime right around the police department.
Safest place to be. No, it's smart.
Well, seriously, that neighborhood is notoriously
Even letting the police department know that I am here with my vehicle right here and I'm behind the police station, it still took an hour and a half for them to get to me.
And they don't send police. They send this, like, community protection
person. We didn't even have a police officer involved.
It's like a save officer.
It's a community.
Yeah. And, I mean, she's come. I've now had three interactions with her because they don't ever send the police.
What do they call, Craig?
Parking enforcement.
The community what? Parking enforcement?
Yep. Yes.
So something
oh, my
like
gosh.
That.
Okay,
much
yeah.
That's what it was.
Wow.
So she came to the Jeep scene, and she collected all of the items. I mean, just so much disgusting stuff out of the Jeep. The Jeep doesn't run, so we have it towed home. We have it towed to a shop. That shop tried to screw us over, tried to charge $900 for a fuel pump.
Oh,
so we had it towed back home and then towed to another shop.
That's terrible. Oh, my gosh.
Here's another
story.
Bonus, too. Some guy on Craigslist. This is the jam. This one killed me a little bit. But somebody We put a thing on on Facebook saying that somebody stole our vehicle. Somebody called us from Craigslist.
Trying to rip you off again.
Yes.
He wanted to. He actually did take some money from us, and he said he knew who stole our vehicle, and to send him some money on Cash App, and he will give us the address. My lady was a little bit. She's a little bit less than. She trusts people. So she gave him some money, and he gave us an address. It was the wrong address. So somebody catfished us for money on a stolen vehicle.
Oh, my God.
So somebody took advantage of us on that. It's just people, dude.
You poor folks. And you're not from here, are you? Was this your introduction to Reno?
No, family's from here, but, you know, I'm around. But this blew me away. Reno just killed me.
Well, okay. I got to stand up for the officers. They work really, really hard. It's these policies. It's these new policies that are very upsetting. And I said this quote earlier, and it's absolutely
it goes
true.
Along with this whole defund the police crap that's going on.
Quote that speaks to today more than anything. Mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent.
Totally.
And all this defund the police, how well is that going to work out? People say it hasn't happened here, it's still a terrible idea.
That is dumb.
We need more enforcement because I think the officers on the street, I know you had that bad experience. From what I see, many work very hard, but it's these policies, this thing about we're not allowed to chase a stolen vehicle. That's not even going over, 45 miles per hour?
Totally.
And then there was the news on with Sparks PD just last week chased a guy in a stolen vehicle and it crashed into a home. So I'm like, wait a second, what?
There's no punishment. Like, this guy got away with two stolen vehicles with the keys from my Jeep in the 4Runner. I identified him and the cops just smacked his wrist and he's out.
Okay, well, there's that. But then, okay, so now your vehicle.
Okay.
Let's go to your 4Runner. Then let's switch from the Jeep to the 4Runner. Now you've got the Jeep back.
Yes.
You had a visual on the guy, but now he comes back. How long later does he?
2 weeks.
2 weeks after he comes back, gets your 4Runner now.
Yes. In the middle of the night.
In the middle
takes
of the night.
The 4Runner.
Did you hear that one leaving?
No. We woke up in the morning and he's like, where's your 4Runner?
Oh,
I thought
my
he
gosh.
Was joking, but it was gone. So again, file.
They're still both missing?
No, we have.
Oh, okay. You got the Jeep.
They even got the 4Runner back.
Yes.
So here's the funny thing in the story is that so then you kind of redid a post for the RPD saying that, hey, I kind of got to go back on a little bit of stuff because they did. They found the guy and he was sleeping, I guess, in your 4Runner or something, or they waited for
well,
him?
Well, so I was super impressed for a moment with RPD because they called us at 1 in the morning a week after my 4Runner was stolen. And they said, we're at Golden Silver. We've located your stolen vehicle. We did surveillance until someone came out. The guy came out, got in your car. We've arrested him. They arrested him for possession of stolen vehicle, not the theft or anything.
God.
And then
can't prove that he's the one that drove it away.
Unless it's on video, you almost can't prove it.
That's what the police
so much
said.
For those lineups anymore, huh?
Yeah.
Like Rob would be the perfect guy. Just put him in there with the lineup.
So he's in jail, and 48 hours, it was the day before Thanksgiving, I looked to just see if he's in there, and he's out. And I'm like, why the heck is this guy out? He was caught red-handed with my stolen vehicle. And
And he might just well have been the one who took it.
Yes.
Well, I saw him. I saw him that night when we went over there at 1 in the morning. We had to, whatever. Yeah, I hit him with my flashlight in the cop car. I was like, that is the guy that stole my Jeep.
Because you looked him right in the face as you were on your hood, right? Yeah, I knew.
To.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to get communication with.
Have you guys been obsessing about this a bit?
Yes.
I mean, literally, it's kind of consumed your life.
But even now, because you've been all over Nextdoor.com and I think Reddit and Facebook, but even now you don't get the communication?
Well, so I did get a hold of the chief DDA that dropped all the charges on the criminal. And he said that RPD did not fill out the paperwork correctly, did not identify the two stolen vehicle cases, did not even have the victims, our names as victims on there.
No.
So he did a no file and the guy went out.
So if this went to trial, he'd probably get off anyways because it wasn't filed right or something, or just that is just
insane.
Well,
so the DDA did send an email to the sergeant and the police, the officer that did the arrest. And he said, this is why I dropped the charges. I recommend that you refile and request a warrant to be filed. But like the guy's already out. You know, this is so after the fact. But basically, it's like it was a rookie cop. He didn't put hardly any information. And when we went to pick up the Forerunner, we're like, this is the guy. His Jeep, original Jeep keys were inside the Forerunner. So, like, it was so tied together.
I hate to say this. Sounds like my hit-and-run issue when I was hit by a drunk driver at Mill and Kitsky. This was, like, 12 years ago. Same thing. The report was...
was messed up.
It was all... Yeah.
And
there was
the victim,
nothing
like...
in it. And they never got back in touch with me. And
well, were they ever able to converse with him? Didn't he have some weird language or something?
Oh, yeah. He was from... Oh, well, that's another story. I don't want to bore you. The drunk driver was a guy from Micronesia who was driving his girlfriend's truck, and he plowed into me. I was knocked out for like 20 seconds there at Mill and Kitsky at 3 in the morning. I was going to work.
Yeah, that's...
And the guy never faced trial because they couldn't find somebody who could speak his language. There was no translator.
Oh, my God.
And they let him go.
What was the name of the language they spoke?
Micronesian. I don't know. they can translate like 8 languages there,
yes.
but not Micronesian.
He didn't say anything, and the cop even said, because he knew exactly what to say and what not to say in this situation, they just let him go. He didn't say a word. So,
well, the criminals are savvy now. They know this stuff.
Plus, they're getting away with it. Not even a felony, not even a misdemeanor, man.
What's
they
sad?
Not a free hotel for a month.
Nothing.
Dude, what's sad? People,
old school justice, man. Where are we going to cash these guys outside?
Yeah. I mean, I just had to pay $350 yesterday to get my vehicle detailed because it was so disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
It smelled like a dumpster. And it's like, well, you know, we had to get a camera for our house, change our door
lock.
Well,
a camera, though, what is that going to do?
Exactly, yeah.
It's just going to show you a video of your car or something being stolen.
Yeah, now we're looking at our phone all the time with an alert.
You think they're
going
to be examining the video and trying to match face or anything? No,
right.
No. Unless you happen to know the person on the video, then that could help you. But what's the recourse? I don't know.
I don't know. This whole system has to change because... We're the victim, and it took us a long time to get what we need. And then it's kind of stolen. Nobody gives a crap, and, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
So, F you guys.
You're right.
Have a good day.
It's silence.
No vehicle and no...
It's
no
been weeks,
nothing.
And you're still upset.
Yeah, it was
I'm very pissed off, John.
Upsetting.
Yeah.
You
well,
can tell. And I can't go out and, you know, do my own justice because that's not good.
That's going to get you. Then you'll go into jail, right. You know
I hear
what?
So many stories about, like, handymen and all their tools are stolen out of their truck. That happens constantly.
We haven't even mentioned the stuff that he took, either. You know what I mean? Not only the vehicle.
Didn't you have a leather jacket or something that got taken, too? And, like, a nice... You got your sunglasses
uniforms,
back.
Everything.
I did. I got my sunglasses. He had a brand new jacket.
I'm not stoked about it, man.
Well, right.
You can tell. I'm a little pissed.
Okay, right. Rob, hey, you know what? I just because I know you enough, I'm going to go ahead and go to something really quick here, and very, very quickly before we go to a break. You are actually the number one cell phone repair guy in all of Reno, and
I
can guarantee you this because let me just say this. This is a personal testimonial over the air on my behalf. You see all these signs around town. We'll repair your phone for $99, blah, 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 blah. All of them, every time I call them, the phone repairs $400 or it's something ridiculous. They can't order that part or anything like that. And Rob here at Batteries Plus, I don't care what kind of old phone you have or whatever, this dude right here can take care of your phone and make it brand freaking new.
I am the jam.
He is. He is. So take your phone of all the spots, the Batteries Plus, and to get it repaired, Rob right here can take care of you. You can also, say hello while you're there. Say, hey, I heard you on the radio. But also...
Yeah, I got a Jeep you can have.
Right.
Did you park your vehicle in that spot because it's empty now?
That's
oh, very bad.
Feel.
Very bad.
DJ. That was a bad joke. All right. Well, folks, I just wanted to let you know, like, thank you for coming in. I know this is, it's pretty fresh. So, you know, it took us a couple weeks. I was trying to converse with you guys to get you, you know, where everything was right and all that. But, you know, I'm glad the cars are back. But this is a story that I figured that everybody out there needed to hear because we could all, listen, I have remote start on my car, you know, and all these kind of things. So you never know, you know, what could happen to these people when it happens.
Who knows what we had in the vehicle? He could have stolen a whole bunch of stuff. People need to be aware. That's all.
That's why we wanted John.
And we do have Apple iPad. What are they called?
All those tags.
iTags in each
And she
vehicle.
Just didn't. Yeah, she does now.
Now.
But she forgot and she bought them in between anyways. All right.
Thanks,
well,
guys.
All right.
I
well, Barbara,
it.
Rob, thank you guys so much.
Appreciate it.
We'll be right back here. More to talk about. 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
And by the way, John, the official language of Micronesia is English.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
Yeah, we had 2 feet of snow already on the Sierra before that last coating went through late yesterday. Plenty of powder for skiers. Down at Mammoth Mountain Ski Resort, 30 inches measured, and they're calling this the snowiest early season in 10 years. So, folks, we have a winter storm warning in effect for Tahoe and Reno. This goes all the way into Monday morning, and most of the snow should be coming in tonight through Sunday, and most of the Tahoe ski resorts are open. Diamond Peak Ski Resort at Incline Village just opened up this morning.
That's right. So, yeah, it's definitely a good winter already. A good kickoff, I guess you could say. Something's going to help out folks out there as far as, like, skiers, winter, all that stuff. The ski reports, we got those here at Evans Broadcast.
Yeah. And so, what are they on?
I'm not sure exactly when they're on, but I know that they play throughout the day multiple times. So just keep listening. You'll hear me do them. Either way, keep listening because you can always hear our podcast, 991fmtalk.com. Find us on Facebook, but we will be back right here with you next week, as always, 9 to noon.
John Potter, Jay Biggs, right here.